Jackson, did you ever get your wisdom teeth removed?
Oh, sure did. And a couple others.
Had they kept them in, you maybe would have had a bigger vocal range like one Freddie Mercury.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm cursed to sit here and do this show with you.
Right. You know, right now, actually, if you still have your wisdom teeth and you weren't like Jackson or myself, you can get your wisdom teeth removed not only for free, someone's going to maybe pay you to do it.
Yeah, and they give you like pain, so it's a pain study.
Yeah.
And they give you free medication, right? So you don't have to go to a pharmacy. They just take care of you.
Yeah.
So nice.
So JBR Clinical Research, they're conducting a research trial. It's for an investigational pain reduction medication, like you just said. So if you're between the ages of 18 to 50, you may receive study-related medication, no-cost wisdom teeth removal by a highly qualified oral surgeon. They're not just sending you to, like, to you and I.
Well, that's the thing, is that you're getting it done by an oral surgeon.
Right.
And so I assume there's going to be, like, really great anesthesia. Someone's there taking care of you. It's not like you're just going to some dentist down the block because you have to, because they're the only ones covered by your insurance.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Okay, fine. And they'll even compensate you for time and travel. So if you want to participate, you call 801-261-2000, or if you want to be and just go online so you don't have to talk to anyone.
Listen, I'm all about not talking to people on the phone.
So the website is jbrclinicalresearch.com. And if you're afraid that you lose some of your wisdom by getting them removed, like if that's what you believe.
You and I can't speak to that.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't have much to begin with.
That's a good point. JBR Clinical Research, again, jbrclinicalresearch.com.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
Hello? Hello? That's what we are debating here?
Hello? Anyone out there?
Hello, little guy.
Hello. You know me. Cool. I mean, yeah, you do.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for?
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday at 6:07. The whole gang is here. I'm John. Jackson's over there.
Hey.
Monroe.
Well, hello.
Spilling makeup everywhere. High today of 59. A storm this afternoon.
Really?
What?
What?
The storm or the makeup?
The storm. Both. Say it to my face, John.
I literally did.
No, you looked at Jackson when you said it. You looked at Jackson like, oh, spill it makeup.
That's my favorite thing about Monroe. Say it to my face. How much more
I am 3 feet away from you 4 hours a day.
Right, exactly.
Like, not many people are, I don't know anybody else closer to you than this.
But here's the thing. He's protected behind the little studio desk.
Yeah.
You know, like where I'm hooked up to headphones, so I can't reach over.
No.
He's protected.
I'm just far enough away.
What I'm saying is like.
Come close?
Yeah, say it close to me.
I'm scared.
That's like holding back.
Smack that smirk off your face.
That's like holding back a tiger with a piece of yarn. Like, I feel like there is definitely a way for you to get through all this and to him if you really cared about it.
I feel like I'm the kid in the third row. Mom can't hit the third row.
No.
Second row, Mom can smack.
Yeah.
You
but
are.
Optional third row. Mm-mm.
That's what you do to me. So when I say it to my face, it's like.
I need to come closer to
you.
Man
up, John.
Oh, I got to come closer.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I got a busy show today. Not only are we giving you tickets to FanX coming at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning, we got to talk about the YouTube challenge because Jackson is upset about that. We'll get to that later on.
Not my fault.
Upset. I just don't understand it.
It's not my fault.
It's Monroe's fault.
I know it is.
We're going to talk about it on.
Yeah, I edit the podcast.
Oh, by the way, I've got a bone to pick with you about that.
About the YouTube challenge?
Yeah, about the whole Jackson thing.
It's Monroe's fault.
Yeah, it's Monroe's fault. I know.
Yeah.
I listened.
John thought I wasn't listening, though. I'm in the office next door to John, and Jackson comes in and he starts getting upset about having to do the Jedi thing.
Monroe, whenever she hears a loud noise, she pushes her ear against any wall.
Oh. That's right.
Monroe, trust me, the whole building knows
that
you hear
listening.
Everything.
Yeah.
Believe you me.
We're all aware that everyone knows.
You are the person who has like a cup who like someone will walk out of a wall and you're there like,
And if you're having a conversation with Monroe, but she overhears hot gossip kind of behind you, she will put her finger to your mouth and tell you to shush. so that she can hear the hot gossip going on behind us. It's not even hot. Like, it's not even like she really likes to come up. So what'd you hear about Judy? No, she waits for Judy to say it behind us.
Yes.
That's how she loves the gossip.
I can't argue this at all. Like, there's nothing that I can.
But the important thing is we know it.
But here's the thing.
It.
You tried to get away with telling Jackson that the whole Jedi thing was all...
It was Monroe's idea.
It was Monroe's idea.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
It was Monroe's idea.
It was Monroe's idea.
I just threw it out there. I was reading the list things that people wrote in.
Listeners loved it.
I was
and
just
we
reading
it
out loud. And then you were like,
we're
going to
do it now. We're going
to
do it later. We're going to do it after the show.
I can't keep having this fight, you guys. So sort it all out.
All right, Monroe. Let's kick off the Pocket Full of Sunshine.
A lot of people did April Fool's Day pranks yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of big companies. But I think the U.S. Open took the cake. Really. But it actually is kind of a genius idea. And I almost wish we could do this. So the U.S. Open tennis tournament pranked people yesterday. They said that dogs would be joining ball girls and ball boys in retrieving wayward tennis balls during matches.
Oh, yes.
How adorable would that be?
I love it.
Yeah, like on Twitter, people were excited.
No, yeah.
They're like this is the best idea in the world.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, right? So people said, don't joke about such a brilliant idea. You joke, but I would totally start watching tennis if this happened. Partner with a dog rescue and draw eyeballs while encouraging donations to a good cause. Isn't that so? Like,
that's
just
great.
Wayward tennis balls. Just send a little Labrador out there to get it.
I'll let them have my dog. Like, wear her out.
Think about that, though. Like, ratings would go up. All of a sudden, you'd be watching tennis.
I'd watch tennis.
Right.
In fact, can ESPN just put up a whole marathon of dogs chasing things? Because I would watch ESPN if it was just dogs chasing tennis balls. Dogs chasing baseballs.
Yeah.
I could get into sports football then.
It'd be adorable.
You ever watch the splash contest with the dogs?
I competed in it last year against a dog.
I remember when you ran into the water.
I jumped and I got some distance. Thank you. The dog beat me by like a foot. And the dog looked like he went far, homie.
I know, the dog really did. All right, Jackson, let's get to the show biz beat.
Let's do it. Some of the best April Fool's pranks happened yesterday. Everyone was convinced that one Miss Hailey Baldwin Bieber was pregnant.
Well, the picture that he posted with it, what was going on there?
Trust no one on April 1st.
Right?
I don't know why you would think that a picture of an ultrasound was ever honest on the 1st. So if you missed it, Justin Bieber posted a photo of an ultrasound up on his Instagram talking about how his beautiful wife was pregnant.
Yeah, but did you see the picture that he posted of Hailey?
Of Hailey?
Yeah, she was like in the doctor's office looking at her stomach and she had like a sheet over her. And there was a doctor with like rubber gloves like touching her stomach.
Well, maybe she had gas. I don't know. It wasn't real. Later he posted an ultrasound with the face of a dog in it, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, no. So they had a...
They had a dog baby.
Oh.
Yeah, the photo of her at the doctor's office, she almost has pushed her stomach out even. You see it right here.
Like, yeah, she looks like... So I was like, wait, whoa, is this real?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber can hire someone to... He could hire a real doctor to fake a real ultrasound. He has all the time and money in the world.
You're right.
True. That's probably like in his house.
They were bored.
Don't trust an engagement. Don't trust a pregnancy. Don't trust anything on April 1st.
Yeah.
But everyone fell for it. They're like, no one's going to get me with that fake Game of Thrones trailer or whatever. But they all believed Justin Bieber. Another really good one yesterday. Tom Brady joined Twitter. And then announced that he was retiring with a post that read, I'm retiring in my spare time. I'll be tweeting. Which, I mean, that's pretty bold for Tom Brady, considering how many people don't like him and how many people would love to see him retire.
But just as many people love him. Like, that's the thing about Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
But to open yourself up to the criticism at all. Very, very bold move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I appreciate that out of Tom Brady.
Do you think he scrolled through and read the comments?
No. I hope that he had one of his people do it, because if he did, he's going to be really sad for a while.
Exactly. Yeah, he needs a hug right now.
Yeah. Well, I like to think that if you're one of those really polarizing figures out there, that you're not in charge of your own stuff. I wouldn't be able to handle it. My skin is too thin. No. I would cry a million times.
Yeah.
So I like to imagine they just hire someone to read all the bad news.
I would take off every notification possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to read that. Mm-mm. Turn off commenting on my photos.
Oh, yeah.
All the smart people turn off commenting on their photos, which I appreciate. And then he followed it up with, was this a bad joke? Wasn't necessarily a bad joke. Wasn't great. I expect more, Tom Brady.
It blew up Twitter yesterday. It was April 1st.
Yeah.
I took nothing. The only one that I was like kind of like on board with, Jennifer Garner just posted a photo of her with a book.
Saying that she wrote it.
And I was like, oh, good for her.
Yeah.
And then later on, she had a post again like, I was joking. I was like, all right, good for you.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
I wasn't passionate one way or another about it.
You got me, Jen.
Right.
Good job. Proud of you. Keeping up with the Kardashians this season is going to be a little bit spicy, because Kanye West will be featured prominently in the upcoming season. Because for so long, he and Kim have been together for a few years now.
Yeah.
And for so long, he has refused to be a part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He doesn't want his personal laundry aired. But things must not be going great in the music world, because now he's turning to reality TV. And I'm assuming he's going to get a big fat paycheck from the show.
He's like, I need to protect my brand. He's like, I'll take the Kardashian brand. That's
fine.
That sounds great.
At this point, when you ruin your own brand,
you gotta do something.
You've got a Kris Jenner and just leech off of others.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, Kylie Jenner's worth how much? Yeah. I married the wrong sister.
Right, exactly.
Married the wrong sister. Oh, I like to imagine, too, that in order to get onto the show, he had to go up to Kris Jenner just Godfather style. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you come in here, you insult my family?
On this, the day of my daughter's wedding.
Exactly. It's going to be good. Kanye West is crazy. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good show. Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner tells Harper's Bazaar magazine that she and her fiancé Joe Jonas met on Instagram. They didn't meet at like an award show like you would expect them to or anything like that. He slid into the DMs and just basically told her that she was beautiful.
I gotta tell you, there are so many artists who meet through Instagram.
Yeah.
You have to.
Because I think that they don't actually hang out as much as we all like to think, that celebrities just all sit together.
Right.
And
well, they don't. When are they going to have the chance?
Right. So they just message each other. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, all right. That's a Jonas. That's a Joe, bro.
But the good news is, like, a lot of their friends thought they were compatible, because they have a lot of mutual friends that have been trying to hook the two of them up for a long time.
Oh.
And so when they started following each other on Instagram, that's when he's like, oh, hey, girl, what's good?
That's so cute.
Yep.
Speaking of, did you see Maisie Williams on The Tonight Show?
Uh-uh.
She did an April Fool's prank with Jimmy Fallon and pretended like she slipped out a spoiler. But it was a really good, like, stunt that they did.
Really?
So she kind of, like, she goes silent, she covers her mouth, and then she just walks backstage, and Jimmy's just sitting there like, what do we do? Do I go get her? And then she came out behind the curtain.
Oh, I gotta find that.
Yeah, it was a really good video.
That is really good. I mean, she is the man of a thousand faces or whatever, right?
The girl.
Whatever. That is a showbiz beat.
You're great. Before we talk about Jackson, old ladies, and clowns, our buddy Jared sent us a text. We were talking about April Fool's jokes that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, if you were pranked in any way, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, let us know about it.
You could always text us. But Jared said, I thought I would share my April Fool's prank backfired. Posted in my neighborhood Facebook group, about 6,000 people, I had someone Photoshop a graphic that Trader Joe's was coming near daybreak.
Oh man.
That's not funny, man.
As people started getting fooled, the admins decided to prank me by banning me from the group. I don't think that's a prank, man. I think you just got banned.
Yeah.
They said 13 people reported the post, and I was now banned.
13?
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't play around with Trader Joe's. People take Trader Joe's very seriously.
You don't mess with someone's emotions like that.
Yeah.
Getting
all
excited.
Yeah. Out there.
Yeah.
Where daybreak, because they have a lot of like chains, but they don't have anything like really cool.
Yeah, that's
there
all a different vibe.
There are only a couple of Trader Joe's in Utah. You know, it's a totally different vibe than what Daybreak has.
Right.
And Daybreak would love to have one.
So anyways, Jared has to move, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah, they kicked him out, actually.
Yesterday, as we do every Monday, we post 4 photos from the weekend, and we just take photos, and then we do a little bit of a collage, and we post it for you to take a look at. You can see them; it's still up at Mix 105.1 Utah. But there's one picture under Jackson's 4 photos that got a lot of traction yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it was really super creepy.
It was. They were creepy clowns, and not like people dressed up as clowns, but clown dolls. Yeah.
I'm sorry, is there a question?
Are they yours?
No, they're not mine.
Okay.
So my friend posted a bunch of photos from this crazy estate sale that she was at. If there's something you need to know about me, I love a yard sale. I love a garage sale. I love an estate sale. Oh, catch me at the swap meet. Good luck. I am running around from booth to booth.
Okay.
So I asked her, I'm like, what's the address? I want to go to this thing. I went there, and I'm guessing somebody's grandmother had died. It was her house. Mm-hmm. And so these hipsters were just selling her things, but they way overpriced everything.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They wanted $20 for porcelain figurines. I'm like, no, honey. That's not how yard sales work.
Right.
If you'd like to sell these as collector items, you can do that on eBay. You have to list them and ship them and everything. But if you want to have a yard sale, those are a dollar.
Yeah, it's a fire sale, right? Everything must go.
Exactly. Right. Everything is $3 at a yard sale.
Yeah.
They listed these old, beautiful wood cabinets for $6,000.
Oh, geez.
You are not getting that at a yard sale. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
So anyway, I went down to this room full of porcelain clowns. Actually, you walk in and it's a naked mannequin sitting on a chair.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, that wasn't enough to scare me away. Walked into a room full of porcelain clowns. It was full.
And they're the old scary porcelain. Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. Old ladies are really into them. I don't understand what it is with old ladies and scary clown dolls.
I hear they actually trap the souls of small children. That's what I hear.
I love to believe that.
That's what you want to
believe. I love to believe that old ladies just have shelves and shelves of child souls trapped in these clowns.
Was there natural lighting in this room? Or was it just a basement?
Not much.
Really?
It was a basement room. So it had one of those little quarter windows.
Yeah.
It was not a good look. And I only took a picture of one shelf, but those, if you go onto the Instagram and you look at that shelf of clowns, imagine there's 15 other shelves that are just as full.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And they all are they're arranged in different ways, but they all seem to be staring right at you.
Yeah, because they have child souls in them.
That's right, yeah.
Obviously.
How long did you stay down in the bay? I'm just looking at this, and I'm like...
A while.
Why?
I was haunted.
A while.
Couldn't get away.
Did any of the clowns follow you home?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not yet.
But now I'm worried about it.
I would check every corner.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If Jackson's roommate's looking right now, they're listening right now, I need you to go get porcelain clown and slowly move it around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you, one time So for a long time, I was traveling for work. So I was out of town pretty much every weekend.
Yeah.
And I got home from this work trip that was 5 days. I was exhausted. I just wanted to lay down, fall asleep in my bed. So I just kind of do that thing where I fall face down on top of the covers.
Yeah.
And so I feel something under me and I peel the covers back. Somebody had left a doll, a really messed up, 4 foot tall doll. And when I pulled the blanket back, its eyes flipped open and I ran faster than anybody has ever run. I was like Usain Bolt trying to get away from this doll. So I can't handle anything more than that. That's already happened.
All right, take a look at the photos up on our Instagram page, Mix 105.1 Utah. So last night was, I have night school on Monday nights over at Salt Lake Community College, and I'm driving home, and usually it's about 8:45 when I'm driving home, so the kids are asleep, and I got a text from Jen that just said, don't eat the quesadilla. That's all.
Well, that's not ominous.
That's all it said, and I was like,
where's the quesadilla?
Huh, okay, that's an odd text to get. Maybe she was texting someone else and accidentally got me. So I get home and I come inside, and the kids had wrote me this note. It was like, we missed you tonight, Daddy. We love you. Made you dinner.
Oh.
And there's a quesadilla sitting right there.
Nope, that's tender.
And I was like, that's so sweet of them.
That's cute.
You didn't do it, did you?
Well, and I picked it up before remembering...
Don't eat the quesadilla.
Don't eat the quesadilla.
Of course.
Yeah. So I could have tore into it. And they had put like toothpaste and hot pepper flakes and like all this stuff in the middle of his quesadilla.
Jen, why did she warn you?
I'm so thankful she did.
Why I'm mad she did.
I know.
I wanted you to take a big old bite of it.
So I tore off a piece, like a bite, and I threw it away, and I walked upstairs, and I woke up both kids. And I was like, what happened to the quesadilla you made us or made me? And like they laughed and they thought it was like the greatest thing in the world. Like April Fool's Day success.
Yeah, we got it.
Got you, Dad.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Don't eat the quesadilla. It's good advice. Just remember that in general.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
That's right. No.
If you come across it, don't trust it.
Not only did they make the meal, but they also made a sweet note. That's part of the prank. They didn't even really miss me.
Here's the thing, though. If Jen hadn't have warned you, you would have taken a big old bite of it because you're like, oh, my babies made me dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would have loved it.
And I probably would have ate more than one because my babies made me dinner.
Right.
And I would have been like, so
it's
good.
It's gross.
And
but
I would have kept going. No. Yeah. Halfway through.
Like, gross.
Like, what are you doing? I've been wanting to talk about this since last week because there was a post on my neighborhood's Facebook page. Here was the original post. Hello, I'm in search of a dog sitter for spring break. My dog doesn't like to be in a crate. He loves to be around people and other pets. Very friendly dog. Please let me know if interested and we can discuss the details, okay?
Okay.
Then there's a few comments and people are like asking questions or whatever. But it was this one comment that got me going, huh. Here it is. My daughter is 17 and loves animals almost more than she loves people. She is a vegetarian, very humble, trustworthy, and has a Chihuahua mix of her own. She will definitely take great care of your dog. Her number is, and it goes on. All great. Why the vegetarian line in there?
Because she's a vegetarian because she loves animals so much. She doesn't want
to
eat them.
That wasn't a selling point to me. Did I miss? Like, yeah, to me, I was like,
I mean, moms are weird. Moms brag about weird things.
Right?
Yeah. It's always just like, oh yeah, she's a vegetarian, so she know you know.
So you know.
Yeah, just so you know.
Right.
She's she's a great person.
Yeah. Yeah. She's better than most.
Yeah. Because vegetarians can't be morally corrupt.
And then I wish another parent would have been like, well, my daughter's a vegan. And then like, oh yeah, that's way better than the vegetarian.
Well, my daughter survives on nothing but air and sunlight.
Exactly.
So
a breatharian.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was almost too much.
Yeah.
Is that what she meant by it, Monroe? Okay, because seriously, I read it and I didn't understand.
Yeah. I would have assumed animal lover, yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend who's literally, she's vegan because she loves animals so much. So
that's why.
Yeah.
She was saying like, this is the level of love. I think I wouldn't pick her. To me, I was upset by the post.
Ah, you're the worst.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
What if she was the best dog sitter in the
world?
Well,
maybe she will, but she could just say, I'm the best dog sitter in the world.
It's not her posting. It's her mom.
Being a vegetarian doesn't change my opinion of you.
Her mom. You can't go off of what moms say.
Well, I don't want her mom anywhere near my house, though.
Okay, great.
Yeah, exactly. No vegetarians and no moms allowed.
All right.
Wait, that might be a weird way to say things.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
I don't like that.
A lot of Facebook messages and Instagram messages asking if you, Monroe, got a hamster yesterday. You were talking about it. You were debating.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had yesterday move in to our house Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants.
Now, who named Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants?
That's really
cute.
Great. That's a really great. Oh, she is cute.
It was Ella.
Okay.
Yeah, so Princess Bam Bam Sparkle.
So you went to the pet store.
Yeah.
And who was it, Ella and Ike with you? Was it just Ella who was there?
It was Ella and Ike. She had her money because she's been saving money for this hamster.
Yeah.
So she had her money and we went in and she put her hand in the little cage.
Okay.
And the one that was the slowest.
Princess Bam Bam?
Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants.
Uh-huh.
That's the one we got.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just kind of, it's like pick your own.
Yeah.
You grab it, then you throw it into a bag with a couple holes in it.
Uh-huh.
Is that how
it
works?
Well, it's a box.
It's a box.
Oh, okay.
It is a box.
Okay.
So we got a cage and all that stuff. But, dude, she's so cute. I didn't know hamsters were so cute.
They're cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she bitey?
No.
That's crazy. Because every hamster I've ever interacted with has bit me.
Yeah, I don't. Not yet. Anyway, I don't know. She might be too scared to bite just yet.
Give it a week.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll see.
Let her get comfortable. Mm-hmm. Let her get a little arrogant.
Right.
And then watch what happens with them teeth.
You know what I didn't realize though is the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that they. Okay. I guess I figured that she wouldn't know how to use it. And I'd have to show her how to do it.
You were going to have to teach the hamster how to use the wheel?
But last night, she rocked it all night.
Well, you were telling me yesterday that one of your fears was that hamsters are nocturnal.
Uh-huh.
And that you knew like it would be up at night.
Uh-huh. She's up all night.
Right.
She's a princess. Bam Bam Sparkle Pants is a party animal.
Okay.
Literally.
So where did you like move?
She was in my daughter's room, but she's just like on this shelf. And then it's a metal cage with the wheel attached to the side of the cage. So it was just like, it sounded like a snowplow all night.
Oh,
I feel like snowplow is dramatic.
Dude.
It's a little piece of plastic. It cannot sound like a snowplow.
Hal Monroe describes it. Actually, how it was.
Listen, when this had gone on for hours, it kept getting louder and louder. Like, I eventually went into my daughter's room and flipped on the light. What are you doing? Go to bed!
And your daughter's just like, I'm in bed! What are you doing?
Like, I was sleeping. What is happening here?
Yeah, Ella did wake up in the middle of the night, and she said that she thought it was a bad guy. I thought it was a bad guy. Like, no.
Oh, that's pretty messed
Princess
up.
Princess Sparkle Pants.
So I got a few messages yesterday when people heard that you were doing this.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about how what you need to do at night is actually to move the cage out of, like, the room into the bathroom.
Okay.
Because you're not going to be able to train the animal not to be nocturnal, so you're going to have to just remove it from its situation.
You mean I can't take the instinct out of her?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I was just going to break the wheel.
That works as maybe a sun lamp that you only turn on at night.
Oh,
just right over the cage.
Okay,
just
and then
really
put it
kinda,
just
so she just always stays asleep. Man, we are terrible to hamsters. hamsters get purchased just so that they can die in a few weeks. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's so sad.
But listen, those are going to be a glorious few weeks, okay? She's going to be happy.
It's going to be a glorious 4 days until everyone loses interest and then that thing starves to death or something.
So we talked about it yesterday, and like we got all these Facebook and Instagram messages, and every single one was like, and that's how it died. Oh my gosh.
And then the cat got it.
Right.
And then I sucked it up in the vacuum on accident. And then it got out and chewed a cord and electrocuted to death.
It was never seen again.
Yeah. Like, I left it in the closet without food or water.
We are like the biggest monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday, the hamster was by itself in its colony. It was like a quiet place. They're all trying to be quiet until this hand came in and little
grabbed
princess,
her.
Right, and pulled her out. She's no!
She's part of some government experiment where daytime 24 hours. Poor baby.
Anyways.
Then she's going to get sucked up in a vacuum and eaten by a cat.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome, Princess Sparkle Pants Bam Bam.
Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants.
To the family,
sure.
Is what I want to say. Yeah. Yesterday was April Fool's. In fact, if you were pranked, we'd love to hear from you. You can always text us at 844-649-1051. There was one Honda announced a polite version of car horns for Canadian drivers.
Mm. Oh.
Where the honk was replaced by the sound of a guy clearing his throat. They had a commercial that ran yesterday.
In our country, we have polite ways of getting the attention of others. And this isn't one of them. Introducing the Polite Horn from Honda Canada. A revolutionary innovation in vehicular communication. The Polite Horn allows drivers to cease causing a ruckus on the road and instead assert themselves passive-aggressively, as is appropriate. Help our streets reclaim some civility. The Polite Horn from Honda. Available on all new models.
I love it.
It's pretty cute.
Is that awesome?
Mm-hmm. I actually want a horn that's just...
that clears the
throat. I really want that. Yes. I think that's so funny.
All right, Monroe. Get to the pocket full of sunshine.
This is pretty cool. Cecile, she gave up coffee for 9 months. She did everything her doctors told her to do. So she could be the gestational surrogate for her son and his husband to have a baby.
Oh, wow.
61 years old. She just gave birth to Uma Louise, 5 pounds, 13 ounces in Nebraska. And the really cool part was the egg that was donated for the surrogacy came from the other dad's sister.
Okay.
So these like powerful women in their lives came together to give them a baby.
The mom gave birth?
So the mom was the surrogate.
Uh-huh. She's in her 60s.
Right.
Was pregnant with a baby, carried it to term.
Carried her son's
And then
kid.
Went into labor and had a baby, and she was in her 60s.
I didn't know you could do
61.
That.
61. Yeah, she like she had to get tested and everything at the doctor's office, but she passed everything. Like, they tested her cholesterol, her heart, like, her stress level.
Sure, yeah.
Fit, foxy old lady.
Right. Yeah.
Just out there carrying babies.
Doing a thing.
Good for her.
Yep.
Jackson, let's do it. Your showbiz beat.
Let's do it indeed. Yesterday, on YouTube, they dropped the first episode of Jordan Peele's The Twilight Zone.
I didn't know it was a YouTube show. I thought it was a...
It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's a CBS All Access show. So CBS All Access is CBS's streaming platform, like Netflix for CBS.
Okay.
And the Twilight Zone was being created specifically for All Access, but they put it on YouTube yesterday to kind of drum up some interest, but they did it on April Fool's Day, so no one believed that they had actually dropped it.
Oh.
Everyone's like, I'm going to click on this, and then it's going to send me to get it to like a Rickroll video or something.
Right.
I'm going to get pranked, and I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. So I clicked on the link yesterday, and I saw that it was the full episode, pulled it up on the TV. I waited the whole time for it to turn out to be a prank, but it was real. Now, the show was amazing.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. The episode that's on YouTube, it's called The Comedian. Jordan Peele plays the narrator. He's excellent as the narrator.
So the Rod Sterling character kind of talks to the camera. And
yes.
Then, okay.
Yeah, talks to the camera all about what it's like to be in the Twilight Zone.
Nice job.
Thank you. and then... in it, it has Kumail Nanjiani. It's got Tracy Morgan. It's got like big name actors.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they play a clip of all of the episodes, the quick like teaser trailer for all the episodes that are coming out this season. Huge stars. Like every time there was a clip, I'm just like, oh my God, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I know that person. It's going to be a really big show. To the point where I might consider spending the $3 a month on CBS All Access.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So would highly recommend you get on YouTube sometime today. I don't know how long it's going to be up. Maybe they'll keep it up forever. But it's also possible that it was like a one-day thing and it's going to get pulled down 24 hours.
Just to get someone talking about it.
Exactly.
A Jackson, if
like
you will.
Me. Because it was really good. So get on YouTube, search for Twilight Zone and The Comedian. But I will say that because it's on a streaming platform, it doesn't mind dropping a couple F-bombs.
Oh.
And there's one pretty early on.
Okay.
So don't watch with your kids. But honestly, take it from a kid who grew up on the Twilight Zone. You shouldn't be watching the Twilight Zone with your kids anyway. Because then they turn into me, and that's not a good look. That's not fun. All right. OK Magazine. Australia claims that Lady Gaga has allegedly issued an ultimatum to Bradley Cooper.
Yes, she has.
I think this is interesting because I definitely think it's all made up,
mm-hmm.
but I want to know where they got it from. Is it just something that they just came up with in a writer's room somewhere, or
what's the ultimatum?
So here's the thing. Gaga told a source told the magazine that Lady Gaga approached Bradley Cooper and said that he has to choose between a creative life with her or a boring life with Irina, the mother of his child. He is lost and doesn't know who to choose. He will have to make the hardest decision of his life and face losing either his baby mama or his artistic soulmate.
John, it's going down.
If you don't know, we've been arguing for quite some time that both Jackson and Monroe feel like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are going to end up together. I think y'all are crazy. And it's never going to happen.
It's real.
And so we have until Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, April 21st.
And if you guys lose the bet that Monday, we're going to start taking texts on what your punishment will be.
Yeah.
I should say, when you lose the bet.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's looking like it's getting a little more heated.
Dude, 3 weeks is a lifetime. A lot can
you
happen.
You assume, again, maybe Lady Gaga does want this relationship to happen. I'm saying Bradley Cooper does not.
I've always thought that. I've always thought that Lady Gaga is definitely the one that fell.
Uh-huh.
And she fell hard.
Yes.
And it's hard for her because he's happy and in an established relationship.
She's fine.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't have feelings for her.
How long can you say no to Lady Gaga?
I don't know. Have you seen his girlfriend? She's a literal supermodel.
She's hot.
An actual supermodel.
But it's Lady Gaga.
I don't know, man. Listen, you're never going to hear me say a bad word about Lady Gaga. I love her, and I actually like them together. But I think that Bradley Cooper has a lot more to lose with getting rid of his girlfriend, like a relationship with his kid, etc.
All I know is after Easter Sunday, you two are going to have to pay the piper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have
you feel
to
that
as
way.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But I took a stand.
You did.
And you... You fall on the sword for the things that you believe in. So, well,
3 weeks.
We'll see how that all turns out. The tabloids say that Jennifer Lopez wants a prenup for her marriage to A-Rod, which you kind of figure is going to happen.
I would assume, right?
How much is she worth more than A-Rod?
I would actually think he's worth more
than her. That's
what
I thought,
her.
Too.
I'll bet it's a marriage of equals, honestly. Uh-huh. I'll bet they're probably worth just about
the
same
amount. Well, together it's like $700 million, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she's worth $400, he's worth $300.
That's exactly right. Yeah, nice job, Justin.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's less about the money, and it's more about the fidelity clause. She is being really particular about putting in the no cheating clause in their prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says that she doesn't believe any of the accusations claiming women are coming out against A-Rod saying that he was flirting with them, sending them naughty messages and photos
right
before he got engaged to her. She claims that she doesn't believe any of the accusations, but the fact that she's being so particular about the no cheating clause in the prenup is pretty...
He's got a reputation, man.
Yeah.
If you have to put a no cheating clause...
It's not a great relationship to get into.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just kind of how I feel about it. It's just a weird thing.
But right.
I get why she's doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Asking you to choose the news this morning. Pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson's story is...
So, a kangaroo jumps into a bar.
Monroe.
There's a new mosquito repellent.
And I've got how to choose the best name for your dog according to science. Let's see, this text says, voting for Jackson. I'm usually driving when Choose the News is on, so I'm excited to be voting today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm with Jackson today. I really want to know about the kangaroo. That's from Nate. Hey, morning, guys. Unfortunately, Box Elder School District still has school today, but today is the last day.
Oh.
Of the year? There's no way.
I don't know.
Or just it is April 2nd.
No, it's probably the last day before spring break.
On a Tuesday?
Club going up?
I guess so. But they're voting for Jackson's story. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Victoria. I just wanted to vote for Monroe's story.
Oh, very nice.
Victoria, you obviously meant Jackson or John's story. I'm sure.
No, clearly.
I hate mosquito bites during the summer, and I really want to hear about this new repellent.
Ew.
All right. We got your vote down, and you're in the running for those tickets and that trampoline.
Perfect. Thank you.
Kylie says, I'm voting for John today. I'm hoping to get a dog in the next few months, and I need to know how to name him. I'm on the board. Caitlin from Ogden says, I'd like to hear about the kangaroo and the bar, please. Love listening to you in the morning. It's nice. Well, let's see here. I will say this. When we first started, I thought I was going to win. But man, did my vote go down quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to win, too.
No, the winner with 70% of the votes.
Wow.
Jackson, you came through huge. Man.
I was actually getting angry because I saw how many votes were coming in for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, but kangaroos.
I know. I was so excited. And then it was like, ba 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 ba.
All right. This story comes to us from Perth, Australia, where bar patrons were having a great time down at the pub, throwing some shrimp on the barbie.
Of course.
You know.
Doing what they do.
Australian things. When the most Australian thing possible happened, a kangaroo came crashing through the front door of the bar.
Oh.
So everyone snaps up, they're like, Now remember, we think they're kind of cute, but they're a nuisance in Australia, and they're mean.
Yeah, and they're strong.
And they're strong, yeah. Did you ever see the video of the kangaroo that got hold of some guy's dog and was, like, trying to strangle it?
No.
With its little kangaroo hands?
Oh my
what?
Gosh.
The guy walked up and punched the kangaroo in the face. And then this kangaroo got up and started putting his hands in like a boxing stance and was going to punch this guy back.
Oh my gosh.
There was actual kangaroo boxing, which used to go on in the States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kangaroos and human
and
men.
Humans.
And human people.
Yes.
Fighting kangaroo. Anyway, that's not the story we're here for. So the kangaroo kind of takes a look around. Everyone's on the edge of their seat. He kind of sniffs a bit. And I think it's kind of like that scene in Jurassic Park where the velociraptor is like jumping up on the counter and sniffing out the children.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
When he finally goes out to the patio, they don't say he has a cigarette, but I like to imagine he does.
Okay.
And he bounces on out of there. No one was injured, thankfully, but that could have gone really bad really quickly.
I like to think he just like hit the jukebox.
Yeah.
Like a song came on all of
like
a sudden.
Like the Fonz.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey.
A witness said, my mates and I were enjoying a few cold ones when a kangaroo hopped into the pub straight through a sports team's Mad Monday, whatever that means,
sure.
Australia, and into the smoking area. Had a cigarette, hopped out of there.
Stared down the bartender a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
told him
to
keep him coming.
Tried to get into a fight. Tried to steal your girl.
Where was the bouncer?
I don't know.
Where the bouncer was hiding?
Yeah. And also, I think in Australia, legally, if you want to get a bouncer's license to practice bouncing, you have to get certified through the Department of Wildlife.
That's how it works.
I'm pretty sure the Wildlife Ministry has to ordain you in order to work in Australia.
Monroe's story and my story will be up online at mix1051utah.com. We tell them each and every day in our podcast. We have an Oscar award winner who was hanging out in the hallways, and I'm like, he must be somewhere wrong because there's no way he wants to join our show. Barry Morrow in studio right now. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Barry Morrow, you are the scriptwriter of Rain Man.
Yes, sir.
Academy Award winner from Rain Man, I should say.
A long time ago, yes.
Yeah, and you're out here right now. It's World Autism Awareness Day, and this month we're trying to just kind of spread awareness about disabilities.
Yeah.
And there was an event last night at Rose Wagner that actually you gave out. Is it a scholarship? Is it an award? What is it actually?
Well, it's a hunk of glass, but
okay.
It means more than that.
Yeah.
It's the Peak Award, and it's named after Kim Peak, who was a Utah native, and his father, Fran. And Kim was my inspiration, muse, if you will, for writing the movie Rain Man. I met him in the mid-80s at a conference that his father was one of the chairman of. And Kim, who he brought along with him wherever he traveled, was down in this little side room with a bunch of books. And there was a coffee break, and I walked down the hallway and heard this moaning sound and went into investigate. I thought someone was in trouble, and it turned out to be this most amazing human being. In fact, the scientists who I've talked to have called him unique in all of creation. Kim Peek's brain was like no other brain known to science, and he is considered to be a mega savant, which means, and he's the only one with that title. So he's one.
Oh, no kidding.
He's a one-off.
Yeah.
His brain had the memory capacity that exceeded any known human beings. And I bump into him, and he starts telling me the credits of a movie I had written. And from there, we went into sports and other questions. And when I left from this conference, I flew home, and I thought, I've got to come up with a story for a character this unique. And so Rain Man was the result.
So Dustin Hoffman, obviously, is who plays Rain Man in the movie. So he was the inspiration behind, but Kim Peek never went to Vegas and counted cards?
Oh, no, but he went to, where did we go? Reno.
Oh.
And he read the book on how to beat the casino, and he could do it, but he wouldn't. He's a good Mormon, and he didn't think that was fair.
So he had the ability to do it, but he knew the line where he would stop it.
Yeah. In fact, he said, I won't do it. And I said, wait, we came all this way. And, it wasn't fair. That was his point. I said, well, look around you. See these chandeliers?
They don't build these big, beautiful casinos based on fairness.
That's right.
That's for sure.
I said, so for one day, 1 hour, 15 minutes, can we just flip that coin and put the odds on our side? And he said, no. But he did go over and pull the one-armed bandit once and won $40 on one pull. So I think he's being rewarded for his honesty.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of people, when they think of the movie, they think of the toothpicks that fell on the ground, and Rain Man's able to say how many are there. Is that something that happened to you to inspire like that part of the?
No, that's something I stole from Oliver Sacks.
Really?
He had written many books and on savants, in particular. And there was a fellow who did this with matches.
Okay.
And so when I turned in the script, I also turned in like 100 things that I'd picked up from all kinds of places that a character like a Rain Man could or might do. So the director and others chose certain things for certain scenes. So
okay.
This is not a biography of Kim Peek. I just took this character and created a story around it. So the kidnapping, the Vegas, and all of that, that's really based on something that I did in an earlier movie that was based on my life. They said, kidnapped a man who was mentally retarded, had been institutionalized for 44 years. His name was Bill, and he was played in the movie called Bill by Mickey Rooney.
Right.
And Dennis Quaid played me. And when I found out that Bill was going to lose his leg and be sent back to the institution, I absconded with him, and I took him to another state, and he lived with us. And they sent threatening letters, but then they realized, wait, this is one less person for us to worry about.
Right.
And Bill went on to fame and fortune, not fortune, or even fame, but like me, we just muddled through. And,
right.
Yeah.
What got you to be such a champion for the rights of those with disabilities?
I haven't been able to answer that. I guess you learn most of what you do from your parents, and my parents were both really giving, they've always brought in people who needed something,
Yeah.
In our church, one of the families, the mother was dying, it's seven kids, and so we took two, until they were able to stabilize and stuff, things like that.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular, but had nothing in our family regarding disabilities. It was just, I met Bill is what really did it.
But you met Bill, and then you met Kim Peek, yep. And then even since then, you've still been such a champion. It's this drive that's in you.
Well, the success of the movie is one thing, but what we've done post-movie is much bigger, better, and more lasting. I mean, a movie comes and goes. It'll be considered, I think one of the classics of its era.
Yeah.
But the work that it can do now, right here today, last night, today, tonight, tomorrow, is making a real difference in families' lives. And there's a snowball effect, and I don't take credit for it, but I'm just amazed that it happened.
Well, yeah, because you, at the time that Rain Man came out, 1989, right? Autism wasn't very well understood, let alone talked about every day. In fact, it was kind of, if you had a person in your family that had a disability or a mental illness, you kept it quiet. You put him in an institution or you kept him in the house. And to see it go from that in 89 to where it is now has got to be crazy. What is the biggest difference you see between then and now as far as the climate goes?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know if anybody, if you stop people on the street and ask them the word autism, they wouldn't have a clue. And in fact, the term autistic savant didn't appear until the movie Rain Man. So it's we even named things. So, but we didn't know what we were really doing. We're trying to tell a story. We're all filmmakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to know the absolute truth, I thought this was a great idea. Kim was such a fascinating character, but I was trying to pay the mortgage and feed my kids.
Yeah,
and it was a job.
Right.
And only afterward did I see the magic kind of rise from it. It had a life of its own. So awareness, obviously, around the world, global awareness is its number one achievement. But beyond that, things like funding for research into autism and other neurological illnesses skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from, it used to be breast cancer was the biggest thing, and now it's autism.
Yeah. You know?
And one of these days we'll figure out how to help me.
Barry Morrow's in studio, and I want to point this out because he actually permanently loaned his Oscar to Salt Lake City in memory of Kim Peek. Kim Peek is who inspired Rain Man. So it can help with the conversation throughout the world, and now this Oscar goes everywhere.
Well, it's traveled around the world, and that's because about a year after I think I'd won the Oscar, Kim and his father came to visit, and he saw it up on the shelf and wanted to hold it. And of course, I dragged it down, brushed off the cobwebs because, it had become passe to my neighbors and my family. And he walked around with it for a day and a half, holding it in his arms as you would a baby, an infant, cradling it. And when it was time to leave, his father said, Kim, no, give the Oscar back to Barry. And it just dawned on me that, it would be better served if it went with Kim. And so they traveled locally and then nationally and then internationally. Kim was actually given an honorary doctorate degree at Oxford University.
Really? Wow.
So, the students there asked all these arcane questions about history. And, of course, he just rattled them off because it virtually once he reads something, there's 99.8% that he will retain that forever.
It's amazing.
He memorized 10 to 20,000 books.
Yeah.
He virtually lived at your beautiful library here. So, a completely unique human being, a unique story. That's why it has its life. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Utah became sort of the focal point of this for me because not only that was this his, home, but the way this community has responded and the Utah Film Center and the Columbus Center, it's just been an amazing community effort to raise not just awareness but services and the whole gamut.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous community.
In fact, so Barry Morrow, who did write Rain Man, who did donate the Oscar to Kim Peeks, today you are speaking at the 6th Annual Bottom Line Disability Symposium. Tomorrow you're speaking to school kids. You're going around and sharing your story.
Yeah, the it's a Montessori school. The Elizabeth, you help me out.
Academy. Yeah, that
Thank
sounds
you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also you have a master class at the Artists Foundation, which is the Utah Film Center.
Artists Foundry.
Foundry.
Yeah. And okay. It's an awesome, sort of collective space where filmmakers, they pay a little bit each month and they can use these facilities. It's a fabulous place to connect and interconnect. But I'll be doing what we call a master class, and that's whatever I say it is.
It's your class.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Again, if you're interested in that, go to utahfilmcenter.org. Jackson mentioned this. I want to bring it up again because I had a sister who was autistic. And in the 80s, no one talked about it. And Rain Man did touch a lot with my family because you were the first film to let it seem normal. And so I want to say thank you to you. And thank you for coming down in the studio today. I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. This is my pleasure, for sure.
Hey, coming up next, we got tickets to Salt Lake Fan X. It's Mix 105.1. When we were talking about Fan X, we mentioned Mr. T is coming this year.
Right.
And I didn't realize this, but Monroe was like, yeah, Mr. T had a song. Like an actual song.
Dude, Mr. T was everything in his day.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was called Treat Your Mother Right.
Uh-huh.
And
white.
Sorry, Treat Your Mother Right.
Treat Your Mother Right.
And it starts with just these two kids making fun of each other.
Uh-huh.
Doing like, you're so fat jokes.
Mama jokes.
Yo mama jokes. And then he comes out, he's like, hey, we don't talk about mamas that way. And then they go into this.
Bless him.
He looks uncomfortable in the video, like he doesn't even want to be there at this point.
I am going to download that and make my kids listen to it until they memorize it.
I love it.
We'll try to find the video and post it as well up at mix1051utah.com. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. It is all powered by JBR Clinical Research. There's wisdom in getting your wisdom teeth removed from JBR Clinical Research, especially if there's no cost to you. Find out if you qualify at jbrclinicalresearch.com. All righty. It's Taylor Swift's stalker, Roger Alvarado. We talked about how this is like the third time he's broken into her house.
Yeah.
And the last time that he broke in, he got arrested and they asked him, well, why'd you do it? And he goes, it's nothing weird. I just want to hang out with her. I feel like she's going to be really cool. Like, he was basically trying to say, I'm not going to murder her or anything. I just want to, like, hang out. So, obviously got some severe mental issues, yeah. Something that he needs to see a therapist for or something. But the sentence was handed down yesterday. He took a plea deal for breaking into her Manhattan townhouse. He agreed to abide by a protection order in exchange for only 2 to 4 years in prison. So apparently it could have been way worse. I thought he wasn't even going to get that.
I'm just worried because it seems this isn't his first run-in, not his second run-in.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to keep doing it, I feel like.
Right. Right? And it, like, this is obviously something systemic in him that needs to get sorted out. And if it's not Taylor Swift, it's going to be someone else.
Exactly.
Like, it's not so much the object that he's going for. It's the rush of it.
Well, and where's the line? You know what I'm saying? Does this guy actually have to hurt Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's not cool.
But I'm going to go ahead and just wonder if Taylor Swift, like, worked with prosecutors on this and said, go easy on the guy, like, because maybe she feels bad for him. Because I just feel like all he had to do was agree to not do this again,
right.
And he got a fraction of what his sentence could have been.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if maybe she was like, go easy on him. I know he's not right.
She's like, I'll just hire a private investigator when he's out again.
yeah.
Just to tail him
for
the rest of his life.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd honestly probably be cheaper for her.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But you could pay a dude $60,000 just to follow this guy around.
And to Taylor, listen, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I'd totally do it for her. Right? I'd do it for $40,000, Taylor.
If Taylor paid me to stalk her stalker, absolutely.
Dream
absolutely,
job.
No questions. Just get real. Every time he walks out, Roger, how are you? Got you a coffee.
Roger, baby.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for keeping me employed. Also yesterday, there was a protest of Jussie Smollett outside of the Chicago Town Hall. The Fraternal Order of Police protested it was the office of the state attorney, Kim Fox. So in case you missed it, Kim Fox, she didn't exonerate Jussie Smollett, no matter how much Jussie Smollett wants you to believe that, for faking his own hate crime. She just said that they're not going to pursue the case for whatever reason. It's possible that there's not enough physical evidence that he faked anything. It's possible there are a lot of different ways, but for some reason, she decided that it wasn't worth her time to try to prosecute him and let him off with a pretty hefty fine. Well, the Fraternal Order of the Police stood outside of Kim Fox's office saying that this isn't right. This is part of the problem with the justice system.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, sure, there's police brutality issues, but also you're not giving us the power to hold these people criminally liable when they cause problems. So there's no real recourse to people's actions.
You played the audio of Chris Rock making fun of Jussie Smollett the other day. Tracy Morgan was on The Tonight Show last night.
Making fun of him.
Oh, went after him.
Like, and it wasn't even so much funny. Like,
no.
He actually, like, targeted, locked on, destroyed.
Because I didn't even pull audio because it wasn't funny, but man, he was going after him.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. It was actually kind of sad, but... Yeah. Also, I don't really feel all that bad for Jussie Smollett. Like, he absolutely did this to himself. Yep. For ratings, by the way. Turns out Mick Jagger, we announced a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, that Mick Jagger was planning on going on tour with the Rolling Stones, and they had announced concert dates, started selling tickets, but they had to push their concert dates because he was having health problems. Well, it just broke that his health problems are heart surgery. He needs to get one of his valves replaced on Friday, but he's expected to make a full recovery, and they're going to continue their tour.
No, that's going to kill him.
He's 400. Like,
he's going to be fine. He's going to have a new ticker.
Hold on. How old is Mick Jagger?
He's going to be part robot. He'll be okay. Don't worry about him.
I feel like celebrities keep going because they want to make as much money as they can. They don't want to stop, and it's okay to heal.
They can still sell out, though. That's the thing about the Stones. How old is he?
Yeah, totally.
Mick Jagger is 75.
Oh, he's fine.
He's going through a heart surgery.
He's fine. He's going to have a new
heart. If that was your dad, would you let him go out on tour with
Absolutely.
The Rolling Stones?
Yes. I need a house.
Oh, jeez.
That's fair. Well, but you have to realize that he's pretty much the same age as Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney still tours. Yeah.
Really hard.
Paul McCartney hasn't lived the life of a Rolling Stone, though. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That was going to be my first point. My second point being that Mick Jagger is a lot more active on stage than Paul McCartney.
Yes.
So either one of two things, he's not going to be, and it's going to disappoint fans, or he is going to be, and it's going to put too much stress on his heart.
If Jagger does not do the walk, then it's
that's
not,
the thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if I don't
oh
get
my gosh.
If I don't get some of that, yeah. I don't,
it's not worth it.
No.
Why even go to a Rolling Stone show? I can't say it's literally the moves like Jagger.
Right.
Where are your moves, Jagger?
Right.
Now it's just moves like a retirement home. Oh my goodness. And finally, Carly Rae Jepsen announced first two things yesterday, that her new album will drop May 17th and that she is going on tour. She's actually going to stop by here, Salt Lake City, July 1st.
Woo!
Cannot wait. Not even one of her best songs. I'm a big Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
Yeah.
I love Carly Rae Jepsen. That, I think, is one of her worst songs. Go on, do yourself a favor, find Cut to the Feeling. Really enjoy yourself.
She is adorable.
Yeah.
I love her. Super
All right, Jackson.
Fun.
Appreciate it. All right, yesterday we kicked off the YouTube Challenge Week. YouTube Challenge Week is where you challenge us to learn something new on YouTube. We each take our own thing, and then we have 5 days to try to master it. And on Friday, we perform it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson was out yesterday. Jackson was over. He chose TV over you.
Uh-huh.
That's
Whoa.
What he did.
Yep.
Let
Whoa.
It be known now.
Whoa.
That's what happened.
Mr. Man, first of all, I was spreading the good word as a televangelist.
I appreciate it.
About how wonderful the Mixed Morning Fix is and how it'll change your life. All you got to do is tune in every morning. So first of all.
Uh-huh.
Second of all.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I abandoned everybody. I still did 2 hours of the show every day.
Disappeared, left Monroe and I.
All by yourself. All by myself.
And we had to pick the YouTube challenges. So we what we did is, as we did last year, we just said, start texting us.
We didn't have to.
What you want us to learn. And they started to come in. And one thing, more than anything, really started to trend through the text. More than anything for Monroe, more than anything for me, it was text messages asking you to learn how to fight like a Jedi. That by far was just taking over the text messages yesterday.
And here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean. First of all, I've never seen a Star Wars, and I get that that's why people want
that's
this
why
to happen.
People. Yes.
Yeah.
And fine. But it doesn't make sense. Here's the thing. John has to learn how to beatbox. That is an obvious skill that he doesn't have. If you don't believe me, listen to the podcast
listen to this
yesterday.
Sick beat.
Okay. Thank you, Kanye West.
So obviously you didn't do your homework yesterday.
So Kanye West over here has to learn how to beatbox.
Yeah.
And that's all he has. And that's like a noticeable skill. It's something that you can get on YouTube. They're going to teach you some techniques.
Right.
You're going to be able to perform it, memorize something. On Friday, hopefully, I don't know how, but by the grace of God, you're going to be better on Friday than you are right now.
I don't know if that's possible.
That's the thing. Monroe, that's also a measurable skill.
How is the playing of spoons?
I'm just learning the basic.
That's not spoons, that's pens, but she's doing a...
Yeah, but that's how you do it. That's how you hold it.
Okay.
I got the grip down and then just the basic one note. So we're going to start the song next.
See,
okay.
But that's another thing that's measurable.
Right.
It's a skill that you can develop on. It's something that you can memorize and perform on Friday.
Sure.
How am I supposed to learn how to fight with a lightsaber? It doesn't make any sense. There's no technique to it.
Oh.
I beg to differ.
Have you not watched the YouTube videos? Because there is a technique.
I haven't gotten to them yet.
Dude, Jedi fighting was just accepted into the National Fencing Organization.
It was.
The NFO.
Yes.
In France, all right? Okay, we're going to start doing everything that France does.
There is the figure eight maneuver with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
To where you switch hands as you go about.
Well, also when you hold your hand out and it's like on the other side of the room.
And it comes
and
to you.
You use the force.
Yeah, you got to learn the force as well.
I can't do that. That's not a real thing.
I'm going to stand off camera and you're going to go, and I'm going
to throw
it.
It's not like Monroe has to learn how to play the spoons with her mind.
Yes, I do.
Are you telling us that you do not want to do
I'm just
the
asking.
Fight like a Jedi?
It's not so much that I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand.
It's the same as learning how to ballroom dance. There's no difference.
Right.
So let's say, because for example, I wanted you to learn how to break dance. That was what I was leaning
toward. That was too easy,
okay,
though.
Okay, great.
Too easy.
That's another thing that I could, there are steps that I could learn a routine to.
Right.
I could play on a jukebox with my JNCO jeans, and I could just dance it out on some cardboard.
Could do your thing.
Great.
Uh-huh.
That's not the same thing.
They were not as into that as you learning how to Jedi fight.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's not a real thing.
Look at it as fencing.
Exactly. I agree.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's sword fighting.
You're not looking because you don't like Star Wars, that you don't believe that it's a thing. But Monroe and I are telling you, it is a thing.
It's a lifestyle.
Okay, fine. It's a thing. But how am I supposed to perform it by myself with fencing? You're fencing against a partner.
I think you need to spend some time watching YouTubes.
John will definitely help you out with that.
Well, now that I know that I get to beat John up, that's different.
Lindsay says, yesterday we got a lot of Fortnite dance montage texts as well. Here's what we'll do. We're not going to let Jackson decide, but we'll let you decide. 10 text says it all. We'll let the people decide whether or not. Yes. If they say change it, great. We can change it.
Okay.
But if they say you're committed to the fight like a Jedi, then you got to lean in and become the Jedi, my little Padawan.
Yeah, go watch the Jedi
Padawan.
Kid.
Padawan. Well,
and I don't have enough hair to grow a brain anymore.
The Star Wars kid. We'll get him one of those golf ball retrievers like he used.
You want me to look like the Star Wars kid on purpose?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want you to have a robe.
Uh-huh.
We want you to like kick a few times. We want you to be into it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 10 texts.
Also, Monroe needs to bring me a lightsaber. How am I supposed to practice? We're on day 2 now of 5, and
point.
I still don't have a lightsaber that I was promised.
Tomorrow.
Should Jackson fight like a Jedi for the YouTube challenge, or do you want something new? Call us or text us right now. Maddie, what do you think?
I think Jackson should have to do it. I think he should learn it.
Learn what? That's the question.
Learn the Jedi. No. See, Jackson, I work with high school kids, and I hear kids all the time when they don't want to do something, they just whine and cry and complain till people get so tired of hearing it that they give in. And that's what Jackson sounds like right now. So I think he should get on YouTube and look up lightsaber fighting and see that it's a real thing.
First of all, Professor, I'm not whining. Second of all, I'm just asking.
No, you are definitely whining.
What I'm asking is for the skills,
because you have to do some research. I'm with Matt. If you go online, you're going to find out that it's an art form.
Right.
They're artists and athletes.
I was never embarrassed to show people my search history until now because of you people.
Maddie, have a great day, man.
So just suck it up, man. You can do it. Thank you guys too. Love your show.
I'm getting so many YouTube clips just sent to us right now on text message.
Hold on. Let me click on one here.
This text says, in Disneyland, they have Jedi training, so it is definitely a thing.
True.
You pay for that too.
All of these videos that we're getting sent just keep leading back to Star Wars Kid with the golf ball retriever.
Oh, do they really?
From the early 2000s.
Oh, Star Wars Kid is
the best. I'm
going
to embarrass myself so bad.
Lindsay says, I think Jackson should stick with it since he's throwing such a big fit about it.
Oh.
I'm not throwing a fit. I just want to understand.
Okay, now a few people are saying, they don't care that if you learn how to fight like a Jedi, they want you to learn the exact choreography of Star Wars Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Which, Monroe, what do you think about, like, do we want him to be serious about being a Jedi fighter, or are we okay with him doing the Star Wars Kid reenactment?
I'll leave it up to him.
Okay.
I mean, they both have their certain skill set.
I feel like I want you to lean in as a Jedi.
Wear a robe. Okay.
Grow out your hair a little bit by Friday.
I'm never going to be able to have a braid by Friday.
Yeah. Do the Qui-Gon.
Take some biotin. It helps grow hair growth. Ask me about hair growth.
I have some keratin shampoo.
Yeah. I'm going to go to John Watkins. John Baldy Watkins.
What are you trying to say?
For hair tips.
Oh, God.
How do you get your hair to do that? And by that, I mean nothing.
Fight like a Jedi, perform a scene. Oh, like from the movie. Like you actually have to learn one of the fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. That is way more work than I'm willing to invest into this.
All right. We said 10 texts says it all. Many, many more texts than 10. And I would say we're at 90%+ that say you got to stick with it. You got to suck it up. You got to feel the force.
Fine. But if I can't figure it out, I'm just going to quit.
YouTube challenge week continues. We'll kind of check in with Monroe and see how her spoon challenge is doing tomorrow. Monroe, I missed the story. You said Carrie Underwood did a rookie parenting mistake.
Yeah. So she posted on Twitter yesterday
that
she made a rookie parenting mistake. She was in a restaurant and her baby, you know, needed a diaper change.
Oh, okay.
So she just grabbed a diaper and a couple wipes out of the diaper bag and just went. Didn't take the whole diaper bag, just went into the bathroom.
Right.
You can imagine that this was a major diaper blowout.
Always.
So she said, like, kudos to the woman who offered to buy me a drink after I ran out of the bathroom with my naked baby that was screaming and crying and covered in poop.
Really?
Yeah, just a rookie mistake. So I thought that was pretty funny.
When Liam was just 1 year old and Ella wasn't even a thought on our minds yet, we ended up going to Hawaii for a few days. And we were at this restaurant and Liam had like this big blowout. And I'm like to Jen, like, I'll go find a bathroom. I'll take him. Not a problem. And I pick him up and I get the diaper bag. And I start wandering through the restaurant and their bathroom's closed.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that's okay. There's got to be one in the one building over. And I go over there and it's closed. There's like a sewage problem and bathrooms are closed and locked up and down. And now like Liam's crying. I know things are about to like just come out.
Yep.
Start oozing.
And I'm like freaking out. And I see just like this grass lawn and I'm looking around and I'm like, well, here we go. And so just right smack on this grass lawn in the front of God and everyone walking around.
Sure.
I just start changing Liam. And I've got dirty looks, people talking trash about me. And I'm like, I don't care. I got to do something right now.
Yeah,
right.
This baby is gross.
This is all I can do. I come back like a half hour later, sweating, in tears. And Jen's like, what happened? And I'm like, the lawn. I had to do it over there.
I got you to-go box, though.
Right, exactly.
Also, you couldn't wash your hands after,
no.
after the fact.
No, but we
only
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Have you done that one?
I don't know. What are you going to
do? You don't realize?
Oh.
That it's embedded in the ring.
Well, I don't have rings. So
you don't have a wedding ring?
Well, I wear like the rubber thing. Like this.
That's so gross. Parenthood is disgusting. Children are gross.
There was one day where I was like rubbing my nose or itching or something. And I was like, what is that smell? And then I look at my ring and it's like got bright yellow, like embedded. Between the diamonds.
You gave yourself like a stink finger. Like you did it to
yourself.
Yeah,
it was pretty gross.
Oh, man.
Oh, Monroe.
I just went right to the jewelry store and had them deal with it. Like, here, you clean this.
Have babies. It's magical.
I
You'll
know,
love
right?
your own. It's amazing. No, never. Gross.
It's a glorious time.
I'm not going to put poo in my own face.
All right. We got. Dude, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tell you my other rookie mistake.
Oh, yeah,
my rookie mistake was when Ella was on the diaper changing table.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize yet. It takes you one instance to know that you have to always keep that thing covered with the diaper.
Oh, yeah.
You never just let it hang loose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As soon as the air hits it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Ella, she sneezed one time and shot it up my arm. And Ike, one time I was docking and changing his diaper, and he's a boy. I didn't know. I've never had one. I don't know how they work.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I looked down, and his eye sockets are just pooled with his own pee.
No, my
And he's
gosh.
Like looking around like, what do I do? Peed in his own face. I'm so sorry.
He peed in his own
oh
face.
He peed
gosh.
In his own eyes, and he couldn't open his eyes because there was pee.
We might have to do like parenting mistakes. Yeah.
Ugh, no.
Jackson
no,
will be off that
no,
day.
I'm done.
BuzzFeed ran a survey asking people how they say different internet acronyms.
Oh, like LOL and stuff like that.
So do you say LOL or do you say LOL?
LOL.
It's LOL.
It's LOL.
It's LOL.
Is it, do you really say it or are you saying it just now to make us upset at you? Which one is it?
And I'll tell you how I know that for a fact. You can go back and check the tapes because I've gotten harassed by John Watkins for saying LOL. He's like,
this?
Really? What? Like, you, yeah, we talked about it. You like threw a fit.
Like I'm doing now?
Like you're doing right now.
Because it's LOL.
LOL.
LOL. Doesn't even...
No, it's not.
You're
it's
saying
LOL.
It wrong. You're saying it like it's gross. Like you have some phlegm in your throat. Like, oh. Yeah. Well, it's just lol. LOL. It's cute.
55% say LOL. Only 36% are wrong and say lol. What about WTF? Do you actually say the what the blank or do you say WTF?
Oh, I say what the blank.
No, you say the letters.
You say the letters.
You always say the letters.
Yes. 80% are with Jackson on that one.
You always say the curse word.
Okay, what about BRB? Do you say BRB?
Burb.
Do you say burb or do you say be right back?
Burb.
It's BRB.
It's BRB. I agree.
You just say the letters.
Here's the thing. I will say, I started saying lol and BRB, or I started saying lol and burb, ironically.
Uh-huh.
And then it just started, and then it just burrowed its way into my vocabulary. There is so much what I say now.
Yeah, of Jackson's vernacular, where he would start by making fun of it, and the next, you know, I'm like, oh, he's still saying
it. And now I'm like, yep, I'm fleek.
Okay. All right. How do you say IDK then?
I don't know.
IDK.
It's IDK.
Yeah. Do you say I don't know or do you say IDK?
I don't know.
I say IDK.
I would never say IDK.
It's IDK.
IDK, my BFF Jill.
No, I'll say LOL. I'll say WTF. I'll say BRB.
Herb.
But I will not say IDK. What about LMAO? Do you say LMAO or do you say LMAO? LMAO. Elmo.
Lamo.
Lamo.
I don't know. I don't use that one very much.
Lamo.
You don't do that one?
I don't use it at all, really.
All right. Is it GIF or JIF?
It's GIF. Listen.
It's GIF. It's a GIF. JIF is peanut butter.
GIF would start with a J. And I understand that sometimes G can make the J sound, but it's not in this case because the G stands for graphic. Graphic.
Here's my thing. I agree with the two of you. And I'm sick of when everyone's like, well, the inventor actually says it's pronounced GIF. I'm like, well, the inventor's wrong on this.
Yeah, well, the inventor's stupid. And he did it intentionally to make us fight.
Yeah.
He's trying to tear this apart. I'd like you to read the third to last line on my Tinder bio, Jonathan.
Let me just go over here to the third to last line. If you pronounce GIF, JIF, you can GTFO.
Yeah, just so that, you know, in case anyone decides to hit me up on Tinder and say GIF, they know where they can go.
You are very passionate about that.
I am. I did not realize. I feel so strongly.
Jackson, you sent us a message yesterday saying that there's been over 200 cruise ship disappearances.
Yeah.
Like they've fallen off the cruise ship or like while they've been out on like location, they've just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like
they disappeared while the boat was in the ocean.
Yeah, like people just fall off the ship and stuff.
Either fall off or way worse, get kidnapped on the ship.
Get kidnapped?
So I was listening to this story and I'm going to do this story as a Saturday morning serial.
Oh, are you really?
Because it's horrifying and I didn't know it was possible and I feel like everyone should. But I was listening to this podcast called Crime Junkie that I love. It's my new obsession. It's a really great true crime series. And especially great if you're not really into true crime because it's just the facts. Like it's 30 minutes. It's really short. But the cases that this girl, Ashley Flowers, picks are fascinating. But yeah, she started off this episode talking about this woman who was probably – she just went missing. But everyone assumes that she got kidnapped off of this cruise ship. And she starts off by saying, since the year 2000, there have been 200 disappearances from cruise ships. Like, they just disappeared off of cruise ships.
How do we never hear about this?
Because they don't want you to. And that's a big part of the story of this girl going missing is that the cruise ship doesn't want anyone to panic. So they don't tell anybody. But in reality, if you're on the cruise ship, the person's probably still either on the cruise ship or in the water, so you should make an announcement and just be like, hey, has anyone seen this person? Because they're going to be right there.
This is your captain speaking. No, but we've heard about it a lot. Like people, it was kind of a thing a while ago that people just went missing on cruise ships.
You know, we went on a cruise, Jen and I, once, and we got an upgrade to a balcony on the back. And so we were out at night. I'd be like, hey, let's go hang out on the balcony. And she's like, there's no way I'm going out there with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And like, mind you, we have known each other since we were 15, right?
Nope, doesn't
matter. She's like, you might have a screw loose. I don't know. And no one's finding me if I get pushed off the back of a ship.
Exactly.
Good girl.
And I'm like,
good girl,
we
Jen.
We fight about it to this day. She's like, during the day, I'll go out there with you. That's fine.
Sure.
When we're docked at port, we can hang out.
When there are other people on the balcony watching.
But she's like, I'm not falling into that ocean at night when the ship goes away.
She's very smart. Smart lady, Jen
Watkins.
There's
not one fight that has hurt me as much as that fight. She's like,
listen, you got to hedge your bets. And when when it's survival, you have to hedge your bets. And she married a white dude. And white dudes are usually murderers.
They kill their wives all the time.
All the time.
Who are you going to listen to, stats or me?
Statistics.
Yeah, fine. Dylan and Kevin Cruz, they have your tickets to FitCon. I can't wait. Can't wait for FitCon.
I can tell that you're very excited.
I wish you guys cared as much as I did about FitCon. Just wish you cared about the yelling as much as I care.
I just...
I want you to be into like what
Listen,
I like.
Listen, I don't think that FitCon's not cool. Mm. I think you're not cool, and the way that you say FitCon is not cool.
Yeah, plus, you use a Bowflex for 20 minutes a day.
That's
at
all you need.
Most.
That's all you need is 20 minutes a day.
You can because walk it into perfectly FitCon. Targets all of your... See, you don't understand the physiological needs of the human being.
Yeah, he's going to walk into FitCon like he's Jackie Chan, and going, he's going to say...
FitCon! I'm going shirtless. I'm just... You laughed at that.
Well, just because I feel like... Here's the thing. I think John is a very... He's an attractive gentleman. I'm sure shirtless. It's fine.
It's okay.
Nothing horrifying. But I just feel like you're going to feel really bad about yourself if you go into FitCon shirtless. Uh-huh. Because guess who is there? Models. Male models.
Yeah.
Who have never seen a carbohydrate.
Like, what's up, bros?
They don't know what that is.
Bunch of us specimens over here with perfect bodies all hanging out again.
Yeah, right. You know what my rule is?
What's your rule?
Unless you're willing to take your shirt off and get in a bouncy castle.
Exactly. No.
You have no business taking your shirt off.
It shakes on my lap these days. I wanted to get to the story today, so we're going to have to do it now before we get into the amazing fact. A woman and her 60-year-old son were driving home from Quebec, Canada after a trip to Florida on Sunday.
Fun.
And when they got to the border, the official saw that they weren't alone in the car. Dad was in the back seat, and he was dead.
Whoa,
wait.
What?
Dad was over 80, apparently had a heart attack at some point during the road trip.
And they just thought he was sleeping?
And his wife and son decided they didn't want to deal with the American healthcare system and all the paperwork.
Reasonable.
Oh, my God.
That's fair.
And it gets expensive when a body dies, like, not the country that it's from.
Right.
So they just decided to drive for 2 days with Dad just laying in the back seat.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Canadian custom officials are still deciding if they're going to charge the mom and son, which I say don't.
No.
Dude,
don't.
No, don't.
No.
But that's something that my husband would totally do. I feel bad. If you're planning on coming to like a funeral at an actual place.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
My husband's just going to throw me in this Great Salt Lake.
It's cheaper.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all I want for my body. I don't want a funeral and like all this. Just put me in the ground. Let the trees eat me.
Take you on a road trip.
Are you going to weekend at Bernie's?
Oh my gosh. Can we please? Can you fill out the paperwork for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to take you to Wendover.
All right.
Just you, Monroe, and I. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All weekend at Bernie's, but I feel like this story is less weekend at Bernie's and more Little Miss Sunshine, where they show up with their dead grandpa in the...
Or National Lampoon's Summer Vacation, where they put dead grandma up on the roof of the car.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Same thing.
Yeah. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
Merv Griffin originally wrote the... You don't know who Merv Griffin is?
No.
Famous TV producer from the 80s and 70s. Almost any show or game show that you watched, Merv Griffin created. And
okay.
Yeah. He originally wrote the Jeopardy theme song as a lullaby for his son. It was actually called A Time for Tony. There was a whole like, A Time for Tony. I don't know what it is.
Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun.
And he it was catchy, and he's like, hey, what if we use this for Jeopardy? And they're like, yes!
Sure, Merv, whatever you want.
That song has earned more than $70 million in royalties.
No, it hasn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There's no way.
I believe that.
Yeah. Why do you look at me like that?
That's not fair.
I know.
That's not dumb. Fair,
it's
she
not,
says.
$70 million for a stupid toy piano.
Yeah.
What is it? Two notes? Three notes?
But you know what? It's catchy.
$70 million.
We all know it immediately, don't we?
I mean, I do for sure.
This life is so frustrating.
And you also have to think about the number of times it gets used without paying a royalty.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We use it all the time.
We use
it
constantly.
Don't tell anyone about it because all of a sudden we'll have to be paying a lot of money. There you go. Jackson, final thoughts?
If anyone knows anyone who's good at lightsabers, please send them my way. Or if you have any videos for techniques, please put those up on our Instagram or our Facebook or text it to us so that I can do some research. Because apparently I've got a lightsaber fight on Friday.
Monroe, final thoughts.
Yes, I'm so excited. Make sure you check out the podcast.
Yeah, and here you go, Merv Griffin. Give you a couple extra dollars right here. Just want to help him out.
This isn't
Jeopardy.
Yes, it is. This is how Jeopardy theme song starts. You guys don't know the full Jeopardy song?
Oh, it does. You're right.
Yeah. Wait for it. It builds. It adds to the drama of what's good. This is Jeopardy.
Yeah. This sounds more like a sci-fi theme song, though. And then it gets into Jeopardy. I remember.
I didn't realize it was such a long intro before it goes to the thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is Jeopardy. There it is.
There it is.
All right. Crushed it. Crushed
we got
to
edit that front off of that.
Yeah, right. Podcast extras.
Na, na,
na. Na, na, na. Podcast na, extras.
Stories na, that na, you na, didn't na, hear. Na, we're going to tell na, you na, anyway.
Boom, boom.
All right. Good chat.
Okay.
Good all chat.
Right. All right. All right.
Cool. Perfect. Everyone take a breath. wipe the sweat off their forehead.
All right. Monroe, you want to go with your podcast extra story?
Yeah, I'm scrolling through.
Oh,
hold on.
All right.
It's going to take a minute.
Jackson, you won.
So it's up to you, John.
How to choose the best name for your dog. Okay. Rover.com says dogs are most likely to respond to short and choppy sounding names like one or two syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Experts agree that the hard consonant sound in a name like a C or a K helps your dog distinguish their name from other sounds.
Mm.
Also, avoid names that rhyme with commands. So, and try to pick one that ends in a long vowel or a short A. So like Benny, Dolly, Sweetie.
Ozzy.
Buddy.
Yeah.
There's so many. I'm at the dog park, and there are so many buddies.
Are there?
Yeah.
I have, there was a lot of Aussies, too.
Really?
There was a lot of Aussies, so that's why I called him Bunny. So
your dog's name was Ozzy, but you called him Bunny?
Yeah, because obviously that's more masculine.
It's confusing.
Bunny is great. That's a good
Bunny?
Dog name. Yeah.
It was so cute, because he'd just hop. He'd get so excited when you said Bunny.
Aww.
Hop through the grass
cute.
And come at you.
Has your hamster learned its name yet? Does she understand that her name is
Princess Bam Bam Sparkle Pants? Mm-hmm. I imagine she's probably catching on to that pretty quick.
That's a really great name.
It's fantastic.
She's got a full title. She's a royal. That's awesome. That's really great.
What's your story, Monroe?
So mosquitoes. There's a new mosquito repellent out there. This is according to science.
Is it olive oil? Because I've heard some real wacky ones. Is it an essential oil of any kind?
That's the thing. Like, who's going to douse themselves in oil
right.
to avoid a mosquito bite?
Yeah,
you know
instead
what I'm
just going to do it for my arthritis or whatever.
Yeah, and like mostly you use it when you're out camping and you get dirt like stuck to the oil. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's really gross.
Okay. So all you have to do, according to Arcta Tropica, is play dubstep music.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that mosquitoes don't like that?
They're saying that researchers played tracks by Skrillex and other dubstep artists before concluding that mosquitoes are less likely to feed on blood when the music is played. They said in insects, noise disrupts the perception of signals from members of the same species and host.
So it confuses them?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
that's
too much. It's overstimulating.
I actually think it's because as soon as the mosquitoes hear it, they start rolling on Molly and start partying hard.
Yeah.
Dance
it's my
up.
Jam.
Yeah.
I got some Skrillex now. Do you want some?
Okay, let's hear it.
Skrillex? No,
let's kill some mosquitoes. Let's confuse them right now.
Let me do this
and
for you.
It's a slow dubstep, but yeah.
Did you see the newest Deadpool? He has a whole fight scene to dubstep.
Oh.
Once upon a Deadpool?
Does he?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't remember that.
Yeah. It's the prison breakout scene. He actually does like a whole thing about it. Like, you know what we need right now? Dubstep. And I'm like, no. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, never. No one needs it.
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to be partying to now up in the mountains.
That's right.
No skeeters.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please go and give us a nice review. Let other people know about it. Share the podcast with the world. And we'll have a brand new episode tomorrow. Bye-bye.